How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
We have the tech to get food delivered in 15 minutes, but we all have horror stories about buying tickets. The Game Time app gives fans the advantage. Get amazing tickets in just a few taps. Fees are included, so what you see is what you pay. And the Game Time guarantee means authentic tickets at the best price every time. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets to concerts, sports, comedy, and more with Game Time. Download the Game Time app and create an account for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply.
D-Mace, Vingen, and Donick, 102.5 The Game. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingen, and Connor Newt here with you. We are pleased to be joined by our next guest, the newest member of the Nashville Predators, acquired in a trade from the Dallas Stars last week. He signed a six-year contract over the weekend. Forward, Maverick Bork. Maverick, hi, how are you? Welcome to Nashville.
I am good, you?
We are doing well. Thank you so much for joining us. So after the Stars traded you last week, their GM, Jim Nell, said you were a casualty of the cap world. When the season ended and you and others on the team needed new contracts, did you have any sort of feeling that you could be traded? And what excites you most about joining the Predators?
No, to be honest, when the season ended, I never really expected to be traded, but the more the off season was going on, the more I was maybe thinking, hey, I might be on the move here. And obviously, when I heard Nashville was in the mix, I was excited. I remember I was in the gym when I got the text that Nashville was in the mix, and I went to see one of my best friends. I'm like, hey, like, I might go to Nashville. Like, we'll see. But and I got the call 15 minutes after, so I'm not really excited to go there. Hockey-wise, I think it's a great opportunity for me, and I guess the rest come with it.
I read a story about you from a couple of years ago from a friend of mine, Sean Shapiro, that detailed the start of your career in the AHL and how you really invested in yourself after a disappointing rookie year. You followed that up by winning the AHL's MVP award. For those who have not had a chance to read this story, what specifically did you do to reach that MVP level, and how have you carried it over to your NHL career?
Yeah, obviously I was working a lot of extra time after practice and stuff like that. You know, coming from junior, I was working hard, but like I was already one of the best in junior. So you're like, hey, like, this is it. Like, just going to make the jump to the NHL next year and everything will be good. But no, that's not what happened. So I hired someone that worked with me after the game, showed me little details about the game, and I tried to get my confidence higher, and changed my off-season workout to what I was doing, and I guess it works for me, and but still every year I'm trying to change a little bit of something here and there, and because I just want to keep improving year after year, and hopefully when I'm 29 and 30, that's where I can be at my best.
You played a lot of wing in Dallas, but you are a natural center. Chris McFarland said he believes you can make an impact down the middle for the Predators. How could playing more center in Nashville benefit your game?
Yeah, I think my biggest strength is my hockey IQ, and I feel like down the middle, that's where I can use it the most. And like you said, I played most of my entire life down the middle. I still know I gotta what I need to improve to be a good center down the middle. But we'll see what happens. But when they reach out to me and told me that they might be looking put me as a center, I was excited.
We're talking with Maverick Bourque, newly acquired center for the Nashville Predators. Now, this is a division rival, the Predators. How does it feel coming to your division rival?
I don't know. I only been in the league for 2 years, so I don't know. We never really faced them in the playoff either, so I don't know. It doesn't really feel it is a rival, but so like in Dallas, we had the bigger rivalry with different team than Nashville.
We're talking to Maverick Bourque, newly acquired by the Nashville Predators. And Maverick, you, I think you shared the story. It was kind of the spur of the moment. You did, I believe, a post game after one of the games you guys won in the playoffs with the TNT crew, which was really good. I thought you did a great job in that. But I think they were asking you about your name. Is Maverick like a family name in your town? Like, it's like a cool name to have walking around. I don't know too many guys named Maverick.
Yeah, it's funny because my parents can barely speak English, and they keep telling me it's not really a Top Gun, so I don't know where it comes from, but I think it's a cool name. I like my name.
Yeah, I think you should just go with it, right? Have you seen the original Top Gun? I know recently they had the reboot. Have you seen either one of them?
For years and years, I keep telling people that I'm going to watch a movie, but I never took the time to do it. So at some point, I will.
Okay, put it on your summer list. I think that would be a good thing. They always say, when I read scouting reports of you, that you have really good hockey IQ. Where do you think that comes from? Was there a coach early in your development, maybe when you were 5 or 6 years old, that really clued you in on some of the subtleties? Who do you credit for that?
I think the credit kind of go back to my parents, but maybe not for the good reason. But when I was really young, like, we didn't really have TV. We had the original channel back home, so I could only watch the hockey game on Saturday night. So I realized I was only listening to game on the radio. So I feel like at some point I just, like, my imagination about the game and radio, I think that's where it come from, where, like, you just hear the game, but you don't really know, you can't see what's happening. So and I was only allowed to watch a game on Saturday, like, growing up, because, like I said, we didn't have, like, the big channel. So I do think that's where it come from. And growing up, I was watching a lot of games. And basically, when I got older, I was always watching games and trying to learn the game. So I still do today. So I think that's where it come from.
That's really cool. Was there a particular announcer that you really focused in on and were listening to sort of allow that to process in your mind what that might look like?
Yeah, it was Pierre McGuire from I don't know if it's his name. I think it's Pierre McGuire. Yeah. I'm not sure, but every time I go to Montreal and I hear his voice, like, I just go back to when I was young. So it was always a Montreal Canadian game.
Fantastic. What it started. So once you got traded here, like, there's all this, we just saw what's happening now around the league. You had that big offer sheet that was signed by Leo Carlson. But once you got traded, you were similar, a restricted free agent. So there was a lot of possibilities of where it could go. Once you got traded to Nashville, how did that negotiation process work? Was it fairly smooth based on this stage of your career and your value?
Yeah, I mean, I just let my agent handle it, and the GM, so they basically just did their part. And both sides, we already agreed after the trade that we want to do long-term on both sides. And obviously on contract, there's always details that one side prefer and the other side prefer. So I think that's maybe that's why it took a little bit more time than right after the trade and just sign. So they just wanted to do it right. And yeah, but no, I think both sides were already agreeing on that we want to go long term.
I'm always curious when you're at your age and you're going to play with a guy like Steven Stamkos, for example, who's on his way to the Hall of Fame. I'm sure when you were growing up, you were watching him play some. Have you had any contact with him yet? What was it like knowing that you're going to play with a guy like that? I'm sure there's some guys on the Stars that you had a similar kind of feeling when you're like, I'm playing with this guy.
Yeah, definitely. Remember my first time playing in NHL, we had like Jamie Benn, Tyler Seguin, Joe Pavelski, Matt Duchene, and now we had Johnston, Robertson, Rantanen, so a lot of superstars. But obviously going to Nashville, Steven Stamkos is the first guy that came to my mind. Ryan O'Reilly, Roman Yossi, and sometime in the past few summers, I've been skating with Marcia Soule here. So those are the guys that I've always been looking up to.
Now, I know it's been a whirlwind for you getting traded, you know, trying to get yourself immersed with the city and moving and all of that, Maverick. But have you sat down, or I'm sure you will if you haven't, sat down and thought about what it will be like when you do go back to Dallas during the season?
No, not at all. Not really. I haven't really had time to really sell everything because at the end, my life still doesn't really change for right now. Like, I still like go back home, see my family on the weekend and work out here and skate and still do the same thing as if I didn't get traded. So I feel like I haven't really realized what really happened in the past few days.
Maverick Bourque is our guest on D-Mace, Vingan, and Donick. Maverick, I'm sure you enter every offseason with certain goals for the following season. What are some of those goals that you would like to accomplish in your first season with the Predators?
Yeah, I think obviously you play hockey, score goals. So obviously I want to improve on that. I think I need to get a better shot. And that's one of the points I want to improve. And I think just my overall game, that's what I've been doing since I got pro, just keep improving year after year and showing up more ready, even more ready and more confident. And I feel like the rest of my game just follow up. But like I said, obviously you want to score as many goals as you can. So definitely working on my shot this summer.
A related question, Maverick. We noticed one of the first things just in looking at your season last year, you scored a lot of goals, but almost all of them were at 5-on-5. And I know you didn't get a ton of power play time. Is that something you'd like to maybe do a little more of, is get some more time on the power play?
Yeah, definitely. I think I've always been a good player on the power play. But, you know, like at the end of the day, last year we had the best power play in the league and we had all those superstars. So I was not really looking to get more ice time, you know. So Derek, because we had so many guys, so many good players there on the first unit. But, yeah, definitely if I can bring a little bit more on the power play, I will. And I feel like it's always been part of my game, except bit less my last year. But no, I think I'm looking forward to have a chance to show what I can do on the power play.
New Predators forward Maverick Bourque has been our guest on D-Mace, Vingan, and Donick. Maverick, thank you so much for your time. Welcome to Nashville. We look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
615-737-1025. I liked the story about listening to the games on the radio. Yeah,
that's great. I can relate to that. I do remember, and I don't know if it made me any smarter, but there is that thing, like, if you're listening to a game mm-hmm. and the announcer is good, it does kind of have you picturing things. And he saw a value in that. That's really cool.
One texter says, screw watching Top Gun. Make the rookies watch Slapshot. I do want...
Different... he's got to watch that. Yeah, right? I mean, I hope he's seen that.
Yes, I do.
But we got to get Top Gun in there too.
Of course.
Right?
Of course. I do have to quickly address something in our YouTube chat mm-hmm. from one person who says, if Adam wants people in Nashville to pay attention to the Predators. Don't run off our best coaches like Peter Laviolette. Oh, I'm sorry. like it's my
Six
fault.
6 years ago.
It's my fault that the Predators fired Peter Laviolette. Again, like Willie
said. They got to blame somebody.
That was 6.5 years ago. I actually did have a flashback to that day the other day. It was January 6th, 2020. I was at the Green Hills Mall getting my eyes checked. And fortunately, I chose not to get my pupils dilated that day because I was getting my eyes checked when the news broke. Fortunately, my now wife was there. We were just married, actually, like a couple. We were like literally newlyweds. And fortunately, she drove home so I could work on the phone. But yes, I had a flashback to that the other day when I was at the Green Hills Mall. Yeah, it's clearly my fault.
And that was the most important thing that happened on January 6, 2020.
Yes. Oh, okay. We're not going to get into it.
That was 2021 that you're talking about.
That was 2021, yeah. Yes. I see what
that,
you...
That January 6th.
I see what you were trying to do there, but yeah, we were 1 year off there. But yeah, totally my fault that Peter Laviolette got fired by the Predators. But you know what?
They blame me for everything when it comes to the Predators.
Yeah, don't don't bring up the Predators' winning streak against the Sharks. Don't do that.
Just lean into it, Adam. Just lean into it. It's okay.
Don't do that.
The more you run away from it, the more it's going to keep chasing you.
How many jobs has Peter Laviolette had since he left here? Three, right? He went to Washington. He went to New York. He's now in L.A. He's doing fine.
He's a suitcase coach.
He's fine. He'll be fine. He's fine, okay? Don't blame me.
He's back in the conference. He's going to be coming through a few more times, Adam.
That is true. I feel like, you know, Peter and I did butt heads, and it happens when you're at the time. I was the only reporter who was around the team both home and road. So we dealt with a lot of each other on a regular basis. Yeah. So that you're going to butt heads when that happens. I've always had a tremendous amount of respect for Peter Laviolette, and I'm sure 6 years removed, we can shake hands, catch up, totally fine. But yeah, blame me. It's all my fault. 615-737-1025. One texter says, it's Adam's fault they called back that goal in the Stanley Cup. I mean, keep it coming. It's all my fault.
Lean into it like
it's all my fault.
Remember the whole blame LeBron?
Yes.
That's what we got.
Anyway.
You're blame Canada. Yes. That's what you are.
Basically. 615-737-1025. We'll take your reaction to our conversation with the newest member of the Nashville Predators, Maverick Bork. And we will continue the Predators conversation coming up next. Where do the Predators fall in the Central Division pecking order following free agency? We'll discuss that coming up next. 615-737-1025. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, 1025 The Game.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.